colored family back this way no more than that other road over yon back this way to way back up yon. There's 10 or 12 families up that road back over yon. They're all white, ain't they, nigger? If you go over on a line road, there's plenty niggers over there. If you go over on a bunkum road, there's plenty niggers.
What was it like when you were growing up? Was this all
when I was growing up, them niggers wasn't on that road. Them niggers was back out in the fields and the houses in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Now there used to be houses all up in the woods up yonder.
You know, in some kitchens, there's a little room that went off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and things. What did they call a little room?
It wasn't a closet, was it?
Did you ever hear of a pantry or a kitchen closet or?
Kitchen closet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My grandmother had one now.
Say, a woman would say, if her house was in a big mess, she'd say, well, I have to do what to my house? It's all dirty and I have to.
Well, I've seen a lot of them dirty, but I don't know what they call it. I know mine gets dirty sometimes, paper all over the floor.
Uh-huh.
You take them journals and I throw them on the couch and over there and I get through reading them and they stay there the next day and get another one and throw it over there. And 2-3 days I'd have them scattered all over the floor and take it. I'd have to go clean them up and burn them.
Do you do much reading?
Yeah, I used to read my eyes. I got to hurt my eyes and I had to quit reading.
Something that people would sweep with would be a
broom. I've seen them sweep with sage brooms, these old.
Really?
See it outside that road out there, all yellow. Dry grass up there, he'd cut it off. He'd go about this high, cut it off and put a string around it. It'd sweep the floor with it. And leave lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
Used to get dogwood, switch cane, tie a string around them, or switch cane, sweep the yard, leaves. Now they got a rake to rake them up. With them dogwood sprouts time to get on the canes, they wouldn't scratch the great yard up.
Say if the broom was in the corner there and the door was open, so the door was kind of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was where?
Behind the door.
And years ago, on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do the
go wash on Monday and Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
That's a regular wash day.
What would they do after the clothes were washed and dried?
Iron them, take them in, iron them, starch and iron. They had in their white shirts and things,
uh-huh.
And starch them. Make a pan of starch on the stove and starch them. Iron them.
How would they do the washing?
Put the feet on some water and pour it in a tub and put your clothes in there and rub them. Put soap on them and have a pot of water and boil them. Take a paddle and push them down. They had a rub board, they'd rub up and down on them and take them out. Rinse them. They'd be clean.
What did they call that big black thing that wore the clothes in?